This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. State Senator Floyd Prezansky. Floyd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hope you're doing well.
And we made it to Friday. Talk about your work this week as a member of the Oregon State Legislature.
Busy. Of course, a lot of constituent work. And most of our work now is done some type of electronic platform, so a lot of Zooming. As well as go-tos, and even going to do a Skype call today.
Wow, I know it's been busy for all the lawmakers. We're in day one today of phased reopening, both Douglas and Lane counties making it across the line on that one.
So, you know, it's quite interesting to look at how this is the process that was used, and our newsletter that we just sent out yesterday for the listeners, if you go online, you can access it. Actually has a lot of tips and points of how the governor came to the decision that she did. As we know, there are 36 counties in the state. I believe 33 put in applications. 28 of them made it through the process to be able to receive status of phase one reopening. And so this is, yeah, it's kind of like we're now at the point of trying to become more, let's say, normal as to what it was and what it will be compared to what it was. And it is a situation that we still have to be very diligent in everything that we've been doing to get the numbers bent like we did to keep the infection from spreading to the point of hospitalizations, et cetera. So I want to start off that everyone needs to keep in mind that we still need to do the social distancing, even though we're limiting or opening up under phase one for Douglas and Lane counties. So 6 feet distance, need to wear proper protection clothing, specifically mask when you're in public, and remember to wash your hands with soap and water frequently, because we're seeing other states that have started down this path, and many of them are reporting new numbers are going ticking up. So this is one of those things that if we don't have the success that we need, we'll see counties being not able to go to phase two or phase three, and possibly even going back to more of a shelter in place.
Three additional counties later yesterday were added, Jefferson, Morrow, and Umatilla, and apparently they had some additional information to turn into the governor's office and the Oregon Health Authority. So now we're up to 31. Polk and Marion counties refused due to concerns over increased hospitalizations in the Salem area. Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas counties, where things are among those where it's centered, have not yet applied to reopen. And along with this process the governor's office has been involved in is also the budgetary side. We've heard some pretty dire predictions about the state budget situation.
It does not look pretty at all, and we're still waiting to actually figure out exactly what this means. On Tuesday of this coming week, the 19th, I believe it's from 8 to 9, is when the presentation will be made to the committees. And that can be followed online as well by listeners who are interested in it. The prediction has been a range of being a revenue impact of somewhere between $1 and $5 billion with a B. We were, I hate to say this, somewhat hoping it was going to be closer to maybe $2 billion because we have reserves in our reserve accounts, rainy day fund, that total a little over $2 billion. Unfortunately, it looks like our number is going to be closer to $3 billion. At least that's the guesstimation that we've heard without having the specific presentation. So we are not out of this. And I guess to give this somewhat of an comparison, in 2001, 2002, when the legislature was involved with the downturn in the economy and the revenue not coming in as strong, they were dealing with a $500 million shortfall. So if it's true that we're at $3 billion, that's a sixfold. So, yes, very, very serious. The governor has requested a 17% budget reduction through the end of this biennium, meaning the financial years, which is will conclude on June 2021. So that's about a year away. And because of these the situation, that's why you see such a large number, 17%, because that has to kind of be taking a cut that could have been done over a 2-year period, has to be consolidated into a 1-year period.
And there have been things out there like, for instance, the potential of closing 9 offices of Oregon State Police just at the time that that department, that agency, was trying to ramp back up after years of being very, very much lower than they had been historically in terms of the number of troopers.
It is so frustrating to think that we feel that we've gotten to the point of where we are back to a more of a norm of what we had with state police protection and their accessibility to actually do the jobs throughout Oregon. What I expect to see is on the 17%, this is what, when these are across the board type of directions from the governor, that's the limitation that she has in her position, is to deal with this across the board. So we, the legislature, through our process of the Ways and Means that does the budgeting, the sub-chairs have already been instructed when they start meeting. I believe they're going to have meetings starting next week. Of course, they're going to have the forecast given to them. Then I think shortly after that, they will start looking at how they can actually modify the budgets as necessary, putting priorities in place. So even though we know what the dire prediction is, if you had a 17% cut across the board and how that would hit OSP, my hope and goal is to ensure that the legislature looks at these cuts across at all agencies and figure out where the priorities need to be at this moment in time. And hopefully OSP will maintain their imprint or their structure and ability to continue to serve the state on a statewide basis.
Oregon Employment Department yesterday putting out new data about initial claims for unemployment benefits. And it was a fascinating read to look at some of what they said. And the one of the aspects of the report caught me especially. It said, if measured by dollars paid and the money going out right now, unemployment insurance would now be the largest pain subsector in the Oregon economy.
Well, again, it's hitting a lot of people, and this is the unfortunate part of having this type of health crisis that we're dealing with the pandemic and the steps that needed to be taken. It has definitely impacted our economics and our financials, well-being of the state and individuals within the state. So, you know, the point here is, yes, it's very bad, it's dire, but we're at a point where we can start bringing back our economy on a slow, step-by-step basis. That's why we have 3 phases that are established for how we move forward, and that is why it's so, so important that we continue to do everything we've been doing to keep the numbers down, to ensure that we don't have businesses open up only to be closed again.
And as folks go out today and begin to see some things reopening, and I already noticed this early this morning, making a sort of a cruise through part of Roseburg, that not everybody's going to be open initially. I talked to one restaurant owner earlier in the week who said, Wednesday, if I knew what the announcement was going to be. I said, no, I don't, but, you know, if, you know, I kind of laid out how it was going to work. And they said, well, in the position they're in as a small business owner, until they knew for sure that the phase one reopening would be on Friday, then they could begin to order food for their restaurant, go to the places they normally access it from, et cetera. But given the current limitations that they've had on takeout, they didn't want to make that move until they knew they could be open. So it was possible that they weren't going to be open as a restaurant starting today because they would still be in the process of pulling employees back in who had been laid off and getting supplies so that they could sell the food.
That's very true, and that's very understandable. As a business person, you'd want to make certain you have some things in place before you take on more debt. The reality is that the polling has shown across this country that even though these restaurants and other businesses are going to open up, not everyone's going to be rushing into their establishments. Now, there's probably an exception there, and that's the hair salons. I understand that there's a lot of people who want to get in and get things kind of back to their norm. But the reality is, I think a lot of individuals, and I think Oregonians are going to be part of that concern, is they're not ready to rush back in and just go to a restaurant, just go to a restaurant and have that experience until they know that things are operating in a smooth, correct way and people are being responsible. I've talked to some of the small businesses that are restaurant-oriented. They're going to have certain criteria as to how people enter their restaurants with the mask, and they have to have a mask on from entering the place up to the point of where they sit down, and then they can de-mask. But I just think that we're in such a new, a unique situation. Not everyone's going to want to rush out to have that experience until they feel comfortable for their own health.
All right, State Senator Floyd Przanski. We'll check in again soon. Floyd, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Be well.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.